540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Southeastern Wisconsin was hit hard Friday night as severe storms brought tornadoes, heavy rain, hail, and power outages to the region. The National Weather Service says tornadoes touched down in Racine, Waukesha, Walworth, and nearby counties, with some homes, barns, and warehouses damaged. Thousands lost power across the region, and We Energies was quick to get most people plugged back in. Officials say a good portion of the state is still dealing with the impacts of a long stretch of severe weather. Repeated flooding across Milwaukee is now pushing city and county officials to create a new task force. It's aimed at preventing even more flood damage. Leaders say the group will work on short-term steps and bigger long-term projects to reduce flood risks in the hardest-hit areas. The announcement comes after the region saw its second major flood in fewer than 8 months. Officials say the task force should be formed soon and is due to turn in recommendations later this year. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Two shootings in Milwaukee early yesterday left one person dead and another wounded. Police say the first happened at around 1:40 in the morning near 13th and Burnham, where a 28-year-old was shot and killed. The second was reported about 45 minutes later near North 49th and Capitol Drive. There, an 18-year-old was shot and taken to the hospital. Police say investigations are ongoing. Milwaukee is keeping its fire chief for another 4 years. The Fire and Police Commission voted unanimously last week to give Aaron Lipsky another term as the fire department's leader. Lipsky is getting a massive pay bump with the new term, going from $192,000 to more than $245,000. Commissioners noted that the new salary brings Lipsky in line with other cities. He was first named acting chief 6 years ago before getting the job permanently in 2021. Residents of a Milwaukee neighborhood are upset with city plans to redesign North Sherman Boulevard. Those in Sherman Park have criticized the $15 million project that could see hundreds of street parking spaces removed. They'd be replaced by bike lanes and other items said to improve traffic safety. The spaces would be replaced by parking pods, but not all sections would have them. Some people told the Journal Sentinel it could cause disruption in areas without parking. The federally funded project is expected to begin construction in 2028. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Further north, crews are still surveying damage in central Wisconsin and up through Oconto County. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. Around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid a Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers' road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers have the night off and head to Detroit where they'll face the Tigers tomorrow night. The Crew left Miami with a series win, but not a sweep, losing to the Marlins Sunday 5-3. Milwaukee got off to a bad start in the first inning. A walk, an error, and then a wild pitch. Pat Murphy's evaluation of starter Jacob Mizorowski.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched 5 innings, 9 punch-outs. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. But he's throwing a ball great, but we didn't make a play for him. And I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two, that's fine, and stay in the game, and we'll come back and win. But I thought he threw the ball good. I think he learned something today about it.
NBA, 2 years ago, Milwaukee's Con Knipple led Wisconsin Lutheran High to an undefeated season and state basketball title. Last night, the 20-year-old, now with the Charlotte Hornets, named one of 3 finalists as the NBA Rookie of the Year. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny this morning with clouds gradually increasing through the afternoon. Our high today, 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 70. It will be cooler on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.